There is a story told in a book called The Legend of the Bells, written by John O'Shea. And the story is told that when God was making the trees, he gave a gift to each species. But first he set up a contest to determine which gift would be most useful to whom. And he told them, "I want you to stay awake and keep watch over the earth for 7 nights." And the young trees were so excited to be trusted with such an important task that the first night they would have found it difficult not to stay awake. However, the second night was not so easy, and just before dawn, a few fell asleep. On the third night, the trees whispered among themselves in an effort to keep from falling asleep. And even so, it proved too much for some of them again. Still more fell asleep on the fourth night, and by the time the seventh night arrived, the only trees still awake were the cedar, the pine, the spruce, the fir, the holly, and the laurel. "What wonderful endurance you have," God exclaimed. "You shall be given the gift of remaining green forever. You will be the guardians of the forest. Even in the seeming dead of winter, your brother and sister trees will find life protected in your branches." And ever since then, all the trees and plants lose their leaves and sleep all winter, while the evergreens stay awake. This little story, I think, illustrates the two major themes of Advent: wakefulness in the midst of sleepiness and greenness in the midst of barrenness. And in the evergreen trees we find a note of gentle but resolute defiance. The surrounding world may seem to be asleep or barren, but these evergreens continue to bear witness. They are sustained not so much by their own determination, but by God's power. They show us what our role as Christians is, and it is to be awake among the sleeping and to be green in the midst of the barren, to bear witness to love in the midst of hate, to peace in the midst of conflict, to light in the midst of darkness. There are people in our society who need especially to stay awake. We think of those who do very responsible jobs, people such as pilots and drivers, night nurses, parents who look after sick children, security people. But all of us are called to be wide awake. Many sleepwalk through life. They have ears, but they do not hear, eyes, but they do not see. So all of us need to be awake, because life is precious. And Christians, most of all, should stay awake. It is not mere wakefulness that is being urged, but watchfulness. And so the Lord asks us, his followers, to stay awake, to be watchful, faithful disciples, to be evergreen followers of him. We are his witnesses in the world, and it is not too much to claim that we are to watch over the world. We are to witness to life and hope in the midst of disruption, upheaval, and death. And when we witness to truth, justice, love, and peace, we are witnessing to Jesus himself. The way to witness to truth is to live truthfully. The way to witness to justice is to act justly in all our dealings with others. The way to witness to love is to act lovingly towards others. And the way to witness to peace is to live in peace with others. In short, the most effective way to witness to Jesus is to live a Christian life. We need his strength, of course, to remain steadfast and faithful, and his help becomes available to us, especially through prayer.